Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I am not Maggie Dawn. I'm Angela Lang, joined by my good friends Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschilds. And we have a lot to talk about. But first, I'm going to kick it to Dan about a couple cool things.
Yeah, first we're going to talk a little bit about our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Our word of the hour, drum roll please, is bug, B-U-G, bug. So that is our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Text us. Listeners must qualify by texting through the Civic Media app. The word must be in the first 20 minutes of the show. And that is our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. The word for the day is bug, B-U-G, bug. Get on
All right.
You'll win something.
And it's through the Civic Media app, which I have. It is very easy. I love the fact that I get like push notifications for like updates. So it's another reason to download the app.
And it's a free app.
It's free.
And you can, if you're like driving across the state, you don't know what station you might be in range of, go to the app.
There you go.
You can keep it going.
Yes. I think there's a lot of good conversations, and I think it's important to bring in some callers. We have one caller, Cam from Appleton, and we see you, Jackie, and we'll get to you in a second. Hey, Cam.
Hey, guys. I think you guys have kind of hit on an important topic that I think people need to keep in mind, is that we can't lose sight of important issues that are going on that don't get as much coverage. Kind of like the whole the next big thing has come into the horizon. Let's focus on that. We can't keep doing that. That's not sustainable. It's not doable. And one of those big things is that there is a court case in Rockland County, New York, where they are challenging the results from the 2024 election because they have plenty of evidence, like hard evidence, showing that the data was manipulated, and we need to talk about that way more than it is right now. There's already way more sites as of this week that are broadcasting out information about this lawsuit and showing all the evidence, and I'm not seeing anyone being able to disprove any of it. It looks pretty solid.
Thanks for that, Cam. You know, that is something that I had seen on the interwebs last night. And I will definitely say it is very intriguing, but also please don't get my hopes up. I think is interesting. You know, I wrestle with one. What does it feel like to just having a hard time accepting the results, right? Mm-hmm. After November, I was like, this can't be right. Like, something is off. The numbers don't seem to add up, right? And then I was like, do I just sound like those January 6ers just on the other side? But like, also at the same time, I think there are some folks that said, you know, sometimes the math isn't mathing and the numbers aren't adding up. So I'll be curious to see how it plays out. But yeah, it's interesting, right? I think that's a long-term thing, but I think what is in front of us is that we are already in, you know, in fascism. The fact that the military was called on peaceful protesters and its own citizens, that is also something that we need to keep at the forefront as well.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I'm all that familiar with what this particular lawsuit might entail.
There was
I missed the details on this one, but also I you know, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories that have like really not risen to the top when, you know, to the tops of these conversations in the past few months since Trump was elected to come back to office, and I really have not seen any evidence to suggest that there was any particularly nefarious activities. It's just an unfortunate outcome. And now the train has left the station, and here we are. And so as much as I think, yeah, I think this was a big thing throughout Trump's first term too, is just like all the stuff with the Mueller report and whatever else it might be. People wanted some sort of shoe to drop that would negate this seemingly impossible outcome that we're all living through.
Yep.
And I just think I think we just have to accept the reality that's in front of us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hard pill to swallow. What do you got, Matt?
Yeah, well, train's left the station and it's running people over right now. So, I mean, we got to figure out what the crucial question before us.
Yeah, I see we have another caller, Jim from Brookfield. What you got for us?
Hello, Matt, Angela, and Dan. I just want to make a point that what's going on out in L.A. is all Trump's doing in the making. You know, this is Stephen Miller overzealous, you know, overreacting, enforcing ICE to the max, and then Donald Trump capitalizing on that by sending in first the National Guard and then the Marines. And my comment question is, why isn't there more outrage directed at our Republican legislators, Congress and Senate, to hold this administration accountable to start with? You know, why, you know, is ICE acting within the law? You know, are they, you know, really going after, quote unquote, the bad guys, or are they going after working men who just want to, you know, men and women who just want to work at Home Depot? Why isn't there more, you know, accountability that's for this administration by the Republican-led Congress and Senate? He's playing around with these tariffs and negotiates something with Vietnam. And then the next thing you know, Eric Trump's over there with a brand new golf course. You know, why isn't there an inquiry into that? You know, Joe Biden lends his brother money and they have, you know, years worth of hearings on that. Why isn't our Republican led Congress doing more? And I feel there strongly there should be more outrage regarding that issue.
Yeah, I think the Republican-led Congress is going to have some double standards on this, right?
And I mean, everything else.
They are going to treat what Republicans do differently than what Democrats do.
Yeah, as per usual. Thanks for all the callers. We're going to continue taking callers. And that Scani Summer Text to Win contest is BUG, B-U-G. Make sure you download the Civic Media app to win. And we will come back right after this.